Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., your host, producer, audio engineer, researcher, webmaster, and writer. Don't judge me too much on the webmaster thing right now. I still can't get the reCAPTCHA fix, and Google, you're making me crazy. But I still love you. And I'm going to say it right now. I'm kind of feeling Alexa over Siri. Oh, ooh, it's going to get ugly. All right. This is what you're not listening to. The audio educational anthology series, and commercial free, of course. Doing it for love, because no one's crazy enough to do this for money, right? Well, who knows? Maybe one or two of you. And if I sound a little giddy, it's because we made it through the holidays, didn't we? Oh my good God, it was just an absolute train wreck this year with my mother passing away and all the drama that surrounded it. It took me 27 days to get her cremated. She's here, she's safe, we're going to fulfill her final wish, and it's going to be beautiful. And that is what 2020 is going to kick off for me. And hopefully you are finding some love and peace through all the crazy as well. And part of this, believe it or not, was something I saw online. No, not that, and not cats flushing toilets. People are nasty. I was feeling really, really down, having some problems with the paper with the coroner for my mother. It had been over 3.5 weeks, and I went outside in the pouring down rain, having a drink, just feeling sorry for myself. I picked up my phone, and I went to the YouTubes. See, I do love you, Google. And I was looking for the song that my mother used to play. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this woman. And she seemed really positive, right? And it was like, her name is Amy Borsetti of LinkedIn, of which I'm a member. And I guess maybe the Google ad choices figured out somehow that I should see this ad. And you know what? I'm actually glad they did. Because, you know, one of the things I really don't like about the holidays is it's really just some of the ugly commercialism. Some of the things that these people are doing to try and sell products, they should be ashamed, right? I mean, just, oh God, just crass and crude. And trying to guilt people into getting stuff they really don't need to go into debt to make them feel better. And, you know, having to pay for my mother's funeral expenses, it just made it all that much worse because, you know, I just wanted to give people, and I had to be selfish this year for mom. And, you know, then you get bombarded with all these hateful political ads, and it was just ugly. And all of a sudden, here she is. And she was talking about learners and teachers, and then she said the most beautiful things. She's like, and I'm paraphrasing here. She was like, you know, you spend so much time investing in others, you should invest in yourself as well. And I'm a training specialist outside of this educational program. It's what I absolutely love to do. And then she said the following, I'm really excited to share. And I had to bust out laughing because, honey, I'm a middle-aged gay man. I'm always excited to share. Oh, Lord. I can see it coming now. No hashtag, no more dad jokes. And we're dedicating this show to you, Miss Amy Borsetti. I hope you really enjoy it. You really were, without you even knowing it, were just a wonderful bright light and a really dark time for me. And thank you. And today, it's all about Cher in the early 1970s. And we're going to be looking back at the period when she went from being Mrs. Sonny Bono to a huge solo star. And in 1970, no one could have guessed what was to become of the career of Sonny and Cher. After becoming Atlantic Records' first international act in 65 with the career-defining single, The Classic I Got You, Babe, their fortunes quickly soured. The hit stopped happening for both them and a concurrent solo career for Cher, and their film Chastity pretty much bankrupted them. They then did what Elvis did around the same time. They became a Las Vegas club act with a new routine that was heavily orchestrated by Sonny. Cher was the smart, beautiful one with one-liners to spare. Sonny was the short, dumb one and often the target of her put-downs. It not only kept them out of the poorhouse, it caught the eye of a CBS television executive who took a chance on the act with a summer replacement show featuring the duo. The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour program quickly became a huge rating success and not only brought back Sonny and Cher to the top 10 of the Billboard singles chart, Cher's solo career was revived in a way no one, possibly except Sonny himself, saw coming. She was outselling the duo she was a part of, even scoring three count them, three, number one Billboard Hot 100 singles between late 71 and early 74. Cher, who once thought she would never make it in show business because she didn't have fair skin, blue eyes, blonde hair, and large breasts, became a style icon and a drag queen touchstone, even being made into a poseable fashion doll by the Mego Corporation, outselling Mattel's flagship Barbie by 77. After their very ugly public divorce in 74, the chart success of both would quickly again spiral downward. Sunny eventually became a politician. Cher, well, history has proven over and over again, you could never count her out for anything. These are the tracks that prove that Cher was always the star her former husband, mentor Svengali, always knew she would become. And Ms. Borsetti, I hope you don't mind sharing the limelight for just a moment here. There are two young women I got to give a shout out to. Fantastic ladies. One of them used to work at my job, the other one still does. Mara Cruz and Natasha, they recently saw Cher and they were so excited. And I was like the first person they told at work. And they said they had such a wonderful time. So, yes, Cher bridging the many, many, many generations of fans that she has. And she still looks dynamite, doesn't she? Hey. And we're going to be kicking it all off with the title track to one of her albums from 1974. And children, get ready for this. This is the only number one single in U.S. history where the protagonist commits a double homicide. This is Gangsta Cher with Dark Lady, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
picture of happiness not so long ago. Oh, not so very long ago. The pride of all our friends, the perfect couple. Sad, sad story. Living in a house divided with a love that's so one-sided. There's no chance at all. The walls are gonna fall. Living in a house divided with a love that's so one-sided. There's no chance at all. The walls are gonna fall. A tumbling down. Look at us, the king and queen of emptiness, living inside our castle of loneliness, unable to make amends. Such perfect strangers are we. Is this how it will end? Just a sad story.
My idol, the divine, let's hope this never happens to us. She may look a little worn out. She may have a couple of gray hairs. A little ragged, a little haggard, a few wrinkles here and there. But you should have seen her 21 years ago. She would have captivated you. Why, she was Miss Subway of 1952. Her hips weren't any bigger than her bust long. She's gotten just a little saggy and her skin's a trifle baggy. But there was a time when everything was perfectly placed. She had a beautiful face. She may look a little made up, especially around the eyes. A little goopy, a little droopy, but once they were quite a prize. Yes, you should have seen her 21 years ago. They were a devastating hue. Why, she was Miss Subway of 1952. She had a million men around her, giving gifts that would astound her. Why, she couldn't even walk down the street. Yes, she had lovers by the dozens, and she even had some cousins who just couldn't stop throwing themselves at her feet. She was so dainty and sweet. She may look a little worn out. She may have a couple of gray hairs. A little ragged, a little haggard, a few wrinkles here and there. But you should have seen her 21 years ago. She would have captivated you. Why, she was Miss Subway of 1952. Wah, 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 yeah.
Sometimes when I'm dying, child without
The love you give me keeps me hanging on. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. And loving you is all I ask, honey. Winters come and they go, and we watch the melting snow. Sure as summer follows spring, all the things you do give me a reason to build my world around you. Come and follow rainbows, I am told. In your soul, honey, all I ever need is you. Without love, I'd never find the way through ups and downs of every single day. I won't sleep at night until you say, my honey, all I ever need is you.
laugh at sweet 16. I was growing up too fast, if you know what I mean. Met an older man who taught me his own way to live. And all I had to do to keep him was to give and give. The carousel man kept me going around and around. The carousel man always knowing I'd stay around. The carousel man wouldn't let me off his merry-go-round. I followed him around in traveling shows along the main county lines. Watched him drink his mind away, not even knowing my name at times. Each night when the show closed down, he used to tell me of his dreams. He was wearing new French suits while I mended my torn work jeans. The carousel man kept me going around and around. The carousel man always knowing I'd stay around. Oh, the carousel man wouldn't let me off his merry-go-round. Then one night in Santa Fe, the horses stopped going round. There he was, my poor rich man, lying on the Mexico ground. All the sad music of his life is still spinning in my mind. The carousel starts up again, and I find my place in line. The carousel man kept me going around and around.
But it don't much matter, I got no need to smile. And I don't think I will for quite a while. So it might as well stay Monday from now on, 'cause it seems that the only one else's life. Let the darkness hide me and carry off my pain. Oh, there's nothing you can do, nothing you can do, nothing you can do to make things change. So it might as well stay that they only Let the darkness hide me and carry all my pain. For there's nothing you can do, nothing you can do, nothing you can do to make things change. And it might as well spend my day from now on. Might as well spend my day from now on.
Whew, TNT thinks they know drama. They need to listen to this program for real. Right? Oh my God. Cher kind of really owned these really depressing story songs, so much to the part they're almost tragicomic, right? But what a lot of people don't know about their divorce, her divorce, as you say, with Sonny, is that she cited slavery. Yes, slavery is one of the reasons she was filing for divorce. That's how absolutely depressed and trapped she felt. You know what? And you do what you need to do to stay safe. It's called the self-care, ladies. You remember that. This is What You're Not Listening To on our very special show featuring Cher in the early 70s, dedicated to the one and only Amy Borsetti of the LinkedIn, who really just seemingly by accident gave me something really, really wonderful to think about. And, you know, all sorts of great things arrive by accident, right? Alexander Graham Bell, the man who invented the telephone, right? So the very first words spoken over the phone, he's telling this other dude, Watson, I need you. Okay. All right. Draw your own conclusions, children. Let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we? Kicked it all off was from the title track from 74's Dark Lady. Following that was from what many critics consider her best album of the early 70s, Foxy Lady from 72. I'm not here to argue this one. Living in a House Divided. Miss Subway 52, a fantastic comical number, again from 74's Dark Lady. And then Sonny and Cher from 72 as well, All I Ever Need Is You. Title track to that album. And her first solo single in years when it came out, The Way of Love from 71 from the album Cher, which was retitled Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves when that single became a huge hit. Following that was I Got It Bad and Then Ain't Good, a Duke Ellington cover from 73 from the album that most of you have never heard because most of you didn't buy it. It was called Bittersweet White Light. Sonny Bono produced it. It was the last time Sonny Bono would produce Cher. She actually fired him as her manager due to its truly terrible performance on the charts, her real first stab at independence. Following that, a personal favorite of mine written by the Sonny Bono called The First Time from 72's Foxy Lady, which incidentally was the name of Cher's autobiography a few decades ago. After that, Carousel Man from 73's Half Breed. And yes, you're hearing the word gun again, and you're going to hear it even again. This is how crazy it was for her. She had no problem singing about these songs. Well, it was getting serious. And the song we just heard from Foxy Lady from 72, It Might As Well Stay Monday. Oh, my good God, yeah. Well, there are moments, there are days, right? And we're going to be kicking it all off with a song that I remember reading about in Rolling Stone magazine in the early 80s with an interview they did with El DeBarge, the lead singer of a popular R&B and pop group of the early 80s on Motown. And he is of mixed ethnicity. And he said how much he connected with the song, which is probably the last thing I would even consider him saying. This is the title track to Half Breed, and we will see you just before the grand finale.
White man, oh. been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and I've made some bad rhymes. I acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song. Singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song for you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. There's no space or time. I love you for my life. You are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song for you. We were alone and I was singing this song. Singing this song for you. Funny face kid from down the street, always very close at hand. He was just a cowboy, I was Lady Grand, but I don't think I would have shot him down. If I knew then what I know now, high school days. Puppy love, learning what it's all about. He was kind of awkward, I was filling out, but I don't think I would have played around if I knew then what I know now. Too many years, too many tears, too many others. Pretty young girl from Baltimore got herself a real good man. Once he was a cowboy who wanted Lady Grand, and I know that I would have made that vow. Oh,
shot, but I never died. Never done. He'd fight crime all the time. He'd always win till his mom would break it up and call him in. He was tough, he was hard, but he was kind, and he was loved 'cause guys like him were hard to find. Never done.
myself drinking chilled lonely wine. Then he walked in with some woman whose place was once mine. And she wore his ring on her finger, and the man began a song I'd heard before. I saw a man and he danced with his wife. How I wished he was dancing with me, 'cause I remember before when we danced on this floor, his eyes were on. Kept on looking, but I couldn't catch his eye. Oh, then he got up and he saw me, but he just walked right on by and danced with her. I saw a man and he danced with his wife. How I wish he was dancing with me, 'cause I remember before when we danced on this floor, his eyes were only on me. Where did I go wrong? They were playing our song while I was crying all night long. 2 weeks later, I heard a knock on my door. Like all those good times before. Oh, then he kissed me and he told me I left her 'cause I love you so much more.
Face the fact that you're cheating on me one more time. And my anger starts to rumble and my steam starts to rise, and the wheels keep turning faster as I think of all your lies. Back is broken by the one extra straw added on, and the woman can't see reason when her last ray of sunshine is gone. There's a finger on the trigger and that locomotive sound, and I think how much I love you, and I turn the gun around. Train.
note this morning. Bye-bye, girl, that's all it said. Glad I found it first before the kids got out of bed. Baked a tray of muffins, hung some wet wash out to dry. By the time the kids got up, I could look them in the eye. Forsaken day. Drank some bitter coffee, read your note 10 times or more. And when I'd washed the dishes twice, I got down and scrubbed the floor. Empty chair at supper, everybody's acting strange. All the food just getting cold. Forsaken day. Rain was falling hard as I walked slowly up the stairs. Pushed my tears back down as I stood listening to their prayers. There's your empty pillow, your side's flat right to the wall. Now's the time for private crying. Forsaken night. It's long and lonesome, God forsaken night.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to our very special Share the Early 70s show. Dedicated to the one and only Amy Borsetti of LinkedIn. Yes, I know, right? You know, inspiration does come from the strangest places sometimes for me. Well, okay, all the time, but you know, who's counting? Actually, yeah, this is what, show 39? So I guess at least 39 times. I'm still your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and welcome back. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show before we get into some real wonderful things, heavy things. It's all the things, right? All the things. Kicked it all off with Half Breed from 1973. After that, from 72's Foxy Lady, A Song for You, probably, and I know people are going to hate me for this because, and this isn't really a competition. You know, I love Donny Hathaway's version. I love Amy Winehouse's version, but this one is very, very personal for me. A Song for You. After that, If I Knew Then What I Know Now, Were Truer Words Ever Spoken, Children, from 72's Foxy Lady as well. And if that sounds a little country, it's because it was originally hit for the late, great Dottie West and Kenny Rogers. And say what you will about the Kenny Rogers, all right? When Dottie West got into this horrible car accident on her way to the Opry, yeah, I know, it almost sounds like a really bad joke. She didn't realize how bad her injuries were, and she was very, very ill for a while. And guess who was by her side the whole time? That's right, Kenny Rogers. I do miss your chicken. After that, I Hate to Sleep Alone from 1971, from the album Cher, also known as Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. And for those of you who are not aware, Sonny Bono was a protege of the one and only Phil Spector, considered one of the greatest producers of all time in the Wall of Sound. Cher was right there with him all the time. And she sang backup in a lot of those great classic songs, you know, especially by girl groups, especially the Ronettes, Be My Baby. Yes, Cher is a part of so many things. And that song kind of bears that kind of 1960s Phil production stamp right there. After that, I Saw a Man and He Danced with His Wife from 74's Dark Lady. Yes, and that one actually has a happy ending of sorts. Cher, the homewrecker, she gets to be happy, someone else doesn't. Oh, right. It's all about perspective, I gather. And picking up the pace a little bit again with the guns. from 74's Dark Lady as well. The Train of Thought. Actually, I really love that song where she just kind of lets loose on it. And from the album Half Breed from 73, This Godforsaken Day. Oh, yes. This last song, you know, and the song Half Breed, I do hear a lot of people online particularly. And, you know, one of the things that we have to remember with call-out culture and trying to educate people is to not make them feel stupid or bad, because they're sometimes they are actually trying to do the right thing. Sometimes they go about it the wrong way. And a lot of people are talking about cultural appropriation, things of this nature. Trust me, I know this. You don't know how many straight people have played gay people in TV and film. We don't even get me started, right? Well, considering the ethnicity of some of these people in these songs, you know, people were trying to call Cher out this one online post I was on following this feed. A lot of good people. I had to remind them that, you know, Georgia Holt, Cher's mother is part Cherokee. All right. And Cher's father, well, was Armenian. Thank you, Ms. Uma Bracetti. You know, I love investing in myself. I love investing in others. Let's all move forward. To Natasha and Mark Cruz, I hope you enjoyed this as well. If you have letters, feedback, comments, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line on the podcast page when I get the recapture fixed. Alexa, I need your help, honey, today. Or drop me an email at daddybenbear@gmail.com. Happy 2020. I hope it's all you wish it to be. Love to you all. And this is Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Of a traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around, lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Their money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. Money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.